circuit spins around. You recognize this sound? Well, it's the underground. You know that we're down with what you like. With what you like.
And though we're usually on a serious tip, check it out. Tonight we're gonna flip and trip and let it all hang out tonight. We're gonna say what we like.
Cause yo yo, we wanna know how many people in the flow. We'll have to just let yourselves go and do what you like. What's a night tonight? Just eat food, try not to be crude or rude. Kill the attitude, chill the serious mood and do what you like. And do what you like. Everybody do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Just do what you like. Yo, go where you like. I mean rich, poor, high, lower, upper, middle class. Let's all get together and have a few laughs and do what we like. And do what we like. And since you came here, you gotta show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. Do what you like. Sometimes I bite.
Now if you're hungry, get yourself something to eat. And if you're dirty, then go take a bath. Mess up the line? Nope, sometimes I don't rhyme. Help yourself to a cracker with a spread of cheddar cheese. Have a neck bone. You don't have to say please. Eat what you like. Yo, smell how you like.
Everybody do what you like. Do what you like. Yo, do what you like. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you like to do, talk how you like. Now just act a fool. It's okay if you drool, cause everybody's gonna strip and jump in the pool and do what we like. And do what we like.
Homegirls, for once, forget you got class. See a guy you like? Just grab him in the biscuit.
And do what you like. No red, white, tan, black, yellow, or brown. It really doesn't matter, we could all get down and do what we like. And do what we like. From a pink-skinned Yankee to a blue-black southerner, ditch digger or governor, just do what you like. Look how you like. That's a sonic to jazz for the hip-hop fan. And since we're not your average everyday rap band, your piano man. Play how you like.
Don't you know we're getting busy? We can't be corrected. Jason has to be deaf. I say what I like. Like I said, sometimes we bite. Even though you don't think it's right. Yo, I like to bite. Just having fun, y'all. And if you think it is wrong, you got to admit it's a new type of song.
Do what you like. Yeah, do what you like. Yo, go where you like.
Go where you like.
Yo, do who you like. Alright, here we go, y'all. Do what you like. Talk how you like. Drink what you like. Grab who you like. Feel what you like. Eat what you like. Scratch where you like. Itch if you like. Go where you like, kid.
Yeah, do what you like, baby. It's going down in the playhouse. And, man, we hope that you are ready. So welcome, 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 welcome to the show. Oh, my gosh. It is No Holds Barred. And it's going down. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's going down right here in the playhouse. And, man, all I can say is we hope that you are ready to get it in this evening. That's where we are. We hope that you're ready. We do. We do. We do. We do. We do. So, man, this is no holds barred. That means that it ain't no sugarcoating in the playhouse. There ain't no judging in the playhouse. You know, whatever you want to say, please feel free to say it. However you want to say it, well, please feel free to do that. Because that's how it's going down in the building. And, yeah, you don't have to worry about being judged or who's going to say what. Because ain't nobody going to say nothing to you, baby. We going to have good conversation. We going to do what we going to do, and we going to do it the grown and the sexy way. But, hey, before we can do any of that, you already know I need you to do one or two simple things. Yep, two simple things. First of all, I need you to share out that show. I need you to share out the show is what we need you to do. We need you to tell all your friends and your family that the Playhouse is where they want to be. And come get it off your chest. That's what we want you to do. Come get it off your chest. Because I don't know about you, but hey, we're going to get it in. We're going to act up. We're going to do what we want to do. We're going to do it the way we want to do. And we're going to be unapologetically. That's what we're going to do, okay? So we're going to get it off our chest when we come back, man. Hey, I'm going to give you the rules of how this is going down. But all I can say is, you better get ready. You better get ready, because if you ain't ready, you're going to miss a fabulous show. You're going to miss it, and then you're going to be looking at everybody like, dang, I needed to get it off my chest. Yes. So come on in the Playhouse and come get it off your chest, okay? It's going down right here in the Playhouse, man, and you don't want to miss it. So get situated. Get called in. Follow us on all social media. That's what we want you to do as well, is follow us on all social media. Yes, the inbox is closed tonight. You actually have to call in tonight and get it off your chest. You got to step in the ring. So if you ain't scared, come on in the Playhouse and step into the ring with us. That's what we want you to do, okay? So, hey. It's going down. So get called in, get situated. Man, find the bartender, get you something to drink on. You know what I'm saying? Come flick your bick and get it off your chest. It's No Holds Barred, and you already know I'm your favorite host. You know what I'm saying? Miss Lady V, feeling so classy and always real sassy. So, hey, let's do our thing, baby. It's going down right here, man. So get called in, 563-999-3443. Again, that number is 563-999-3443. And if you want to get it off your chest because you ain't scared and you want to step in the ring, press 1, okay? That's what we need you to do. So come on in the Playhouse. It's No Holds Barred. It's going down right here, 563-999-3443.
So pay attention, baby. Pay attention.
Oh, Father. Who art in heaven, quick gave me a beat, now promoters on the set now. Get your money while you bullshit, baby, while you bullshit. Mama tried, but it ain't no love like homie love, baby. I'm G'd up and I'm crazy. And there's a mellow ghetto breeze on my ass, cause I'm begging. Don't wanna die, so I'm packing. And when I see my baby crying, I can't explain how it hits me. I'm trying to take responsibility. But see, in order for me to win, I gotta lose sometimes, baby. I know I'm wrong, but I'ma make it. Now I never hit a woman, nah, but I'll slap the shit out of the bitch while you brush it. If you think of a little head, you get your little head, little trick. But I ain't going to get that grain, not me, not even a little bit. Bet she didn't tell you she used to be my huh. Yeah, nigga, she's so hot, pussy for me and for my nah. You better take some of this nighttime sexy icky head fever, you can realize I'm trying to get rid of it quick while you brush it. Medicine, nigga. She could free as lovely and pretty as I can be. Perm, sickier than Charlotte's web, waves deep as Redondo Beach. Tell her, yes, sir. Get your money while you brush it. Why you brush it? Now what's the problem, nigga? Well, what, your lady won't suck your dick? Cause for the very low price of $100, you can use my bitch. And if you act now,
Man, I thought I hold out above your knob. She used to work down there at the sperm bank, so she got fired for drinking on the job. But you ain't knowing, giving baby your money be killing me. Letting that bitch disrespect you in front of your friends be killing me. Always giving that bitch some dick, killing me. Going through one ear, coming out the other, talking about you feeling me. Now, pop to tell me where my love at, cause I'ma tell you where you're wrong at. I'm being, but I won't break. Not me, no matter. I'm broken in the Ten Commandments. Plus, I just walked the hole with some safety at. Not that. You broke, been broke, don't be broke. Wanna see me broke, but please don't release though. Cause I tell a lie, she tell a lie. Then we'll sit there with a straight face and compliment each other on one another's lies. Now I can tell you 30 times how to pimp you a hoe. And I can tell you 30 more and you still won't know. You wanna overuse the pussy. Nigga, I'm trying to hit the news with the pussy. In a survey, it's estimated that 9 out of 10 men don't check their spouse. But sugar free, tell your pretty ass to get the fuck out. And get my money while you bullshit. Baby, why you bullshit? I get that, why you bullshit? Baby, why you bullshit?
Bitch, come get your damn kids. You see them tearing up my shit. She's staring dead at their ass and won't tell them to quit. Now, I'll whoop their ass. Fuck waiting till baby turn her back. Let little man come sock me in the chest again and try to run. He getting cracked. I want you, but I really don't need you, bitch. Cause all you do is eat, burp, and fucking talk that shit. And tell your kids I ain't they motherfucking daddy. What, watch your medical expire? Cause they look like they been eating cats. And it don't cost a dime. I won't knock no poke chop off your plate if you don't knock one off of mine. Get it, pimpin' partner. Cause a hoe's gonna be a hoe for real. Quit docking her cause you's a snack. She's looking for a meal. And I ain't trying to be your friend, bitch. Buddy, buddy, that's my partner. That nigga cool and all that shit. Say,
I won't be afraid. I won't go astray. I play like I weigh. I'm taking my place. Please let me stay. I'll hold to my grave.
So how you wanna handle this? Baby, we'll dismantle this. And we blows you out like a candle trick.
And we blows you out like a candle trick.
Now get your money while you bullshit. Baby, why you bullshit? Believe me, I get down. Why you bullshit? That's right. Baby, why you bullshit? The criminal for me. The fuck around. Why you bullshit? Yeah. King.
Hate on me, hater. bad bitch, baby. I'm the baddest, I'm the baddest, I'm the baddest.
Now I'm out here looking like revenge, feeling like a 10, the best I ever been. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now you're out here looking like regret, ain't so proud to beg, second chance you'll never get. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now payback is a bad bitch, and baby, I'm the baddest. You fucking with a savage, can't have this, can't have it. And it'd be nice for me to take it easy on ya, but nah. Baby, I'm sorry.
Yep, 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 yep. It's time. It is time. It is time. It is time. It is time. It's about to go down right here in the Playhouse. And man, look, they ain't ready. If you ain't ready, you better get ready, baby, because it's about to go down. It is no holds barred. And man, this is a no judgment zone, a no sugarcoating zone, a say what you want to zone. And you already know it's going down right here in the Playhouse. But of course, I can't do this. Hello, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, you know, I got that infinity and that Taz, baby, coming in the Playhouse and rocking out with us this evening. So it's about to go down. Hey, 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 what's going on, love?
What's up? What's up?
Hey, it is going down right here in the Playhouse, and I am ready. I hope that y'all are ready. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready?
Let's get ready to rumble.
Hey, we's ready. We's ready. So, man, it is going down. Man, just to let y'all know, this is how it's going down in the Playhouse tonight. It will be 3 rounds, you know. So we're going to have some conversations. We're going to talk about some things. We're going to get it off our chest and all kinds of things. So, man,
you know, depends on which round you get in, if you're going to get all three or if you just going to get one or two. It just depends on you. I don't know. But the first round is say what you like, baby. We want you to get on up in here and say whatever it is that you got to say. You got 3 minutes. Yep. We're going to give you a 3-minute time. We ain't going to interrupt you. We ain't going to bother you. We ain't going to nothing. We just going to listen closely, listen and see what you got to say and how you got to say and what you got to feel like you need to get up off your chest tonight. And then, you know, then us as commentators, we're going to, you know, start some conversation and let you know how we feel, what we rating it, what we thinking about, what you said, and all that good stuff, okay? So that's round one, so say what you like. And then in round two, yep, in round two, it is, what is round two again? Oh, get it off your chest, that's what it is. Round two is get it off your chest, don't judge us. Yeah, I know we be in here flicking our bicks and things. So, hey, round two is get it off your chest. So you going to have a minute and a half to, you know, whatever it is left that you also, that you might then get in the 3 minutes. No, we going to let you take another shot in round two to get it off your chest. And then in round three, before we get ready to get up out of here, it's going to be our rapid fire round. So, hey, if you ain't scared to step into the ring, I mean, you ain't scared to step into the ring. That means if you feeling froggy, jump, okay? We don't want you to be scared. Ain't no judgment. Ain't no sugarcoating. Don't be afraid to say what you want, how you want to say it. Yeah, so let me put this disclaimer out there right now. This is definitely for the grown and the sexy. If you are not grown and sexy, please step off this ride right now because you may hear some things that, hey, you don't know. But, hey, whatever happened, you know, hey, that's that, you know, it's for your entertainment purposes, and we have the right and the freedom of speech to say what the hell we want to say and the way we want to say it, okay? So you might hear some things on here that you might not agree with or don't like, but oh damn well, okay? So we letting you know right now, we putting that disclaimer out there. So, hey, again, if you, this show is definitely not for the timid or the weak, and if you either one, well, shit, change your dial right now. That's what we want you to do. We want you to go on and change your dial right now. It's okay. But for everybody else, we're going to have a good time and we're going to rock out. If you want to get on the mic and you want to get it off your chest, that means you want to say whatever it is. You want to say what you like. Get it off your chest. And then end it with that rapid fire. Come on in the playhouse and get in with us, okay? Come have a ball with us. Come do that, come do that, come do that, okay? So you can reach us right here at 563-999-3443. Again, that number is 563-999-3443. And make sure you press 1 to get in queue, okay? Because we don't know if you don't press the 1. We don't know that you want to get it off your chest. So we need you to press the 1, get in queue, so we know that you want to get it off your chest, okay? So, of course, you already know. We going to get this thing started, you know. We going to get it crunk with us and, you know, doing it just the way that only we know how to do it. So, man, all I can say is, are y'all ready? Are y'all ready?
Let's stay ready.
All ready, well. Hey.
I was born.
Right on.
Let's get ready to rumble!
All right, well, that's round one, baby. It's going down right here in the playhouse, man. No host barred. Man, we ain't even finna to do it. So, hey, we finna to get this conversation piece on. So what we going to do is
We ain't gonna take the full 3 minutes apiece. That's what we're not gonna do. We gonna do it a little bit different since we the panel. It's our show. We do what the hell we wanna do, right? So we gonna take one each. That's what we gonna do. And we gonna spread the love about what we wanna get off our chest. And we gonna just start a random conversation about these few little things. Y'all down with that?
Oh yeah. I'm down with it. Whatever. I got you.
Right on, right on. So that's how we getting down right now. So, man, y'all get ready to get called in and get situated and all that good stuff. Man, 563-999-3443. Again, that number is 563-999-3443. And don't forget to hit that one to get in queue, okay? So, hey. Let's get started. So, which one of y'all want to, you know what I'm saying, get this show on the road with this no holes barred? You know what?
Well, you already know your Tazzy baby is.
Well, let's get it on then, Tazzy babies.
All right. My issue is that I wish y'all men and women stop lying on your pussy and your dick. Females, stop saying you got that bomb-ass addictive pussy when you don't even know how to wash it correctly. Stop saying you have a big dick and knowing good and well your dick ain't big. Saying you got a 7.5-inch dick and knowing you only got 2 centimeters. Come on now. Help me understand, ladies. Help me understand.
So that's how we started out. Well, hey, let's get it in there. First of all, I'm going to have to agree with you on that one right there. I don't know why the hell they be lying on their pussy and their dicks and stuff, but I wish they would stop it. They really need and truly need to stop it. Somebody needs to call the fire department. You know what? No. In fact, I think they should start locking motherfuckers up for lying. Every time, yeah, you lie on your pussy, I think that's a 5-10-year sentence. You lie on your dick, yeah, that's 5-10 years. The first one, that's 5-10 years. The second offense, that's going to be 25 years. The third offense, that's a lifetime, bitch. You going straight to jail, under the jail, do not pass go, do not collect $200, nothing. Sit your punk ass down and go straight to jail. That's how I feel.
Mm. Well, I mean, I had both sides. You know what I mean? That's how I had children. But niggas, all jokes aside, I'm not speaking to all the brothers, but I'm speaking to the ignorant brothers. Let a nigga know if y'all not circumcised. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And then don't get mad when the chick tell you, yo, I'd rather have a woman than have you. And to all y'all females, it's not to all. It's only to certain. Shave your shit. If you like hearing your vagina shit down or something like that or whatever, they got scissors in the hair supply store. If y'all could go out there and buy lace fronts and shit like that and buy wigs and shit and all this mascara and face, pound your face up with makeup and shit, then you could buy some scissors and cut down your motherfucking vagina hair because that shit carry odor. That shit is nasty. You know what I mean? But then y'all always inviting the motherfucker to come down and eat your motherfucking pussy and the whole nine, whether if you a nigga or a chick. Nobody want to eat that stale shit. The shit smell bad. If the shit don't slap you in your motherfucking face, then there's a motherfucking problem. You feel me?
Yeah,
hey.
I feel you. Because it's especially with these women, I'm sorry to say, but it hits you first. So if you can smell it, don't you think everybody around you can smell it? But I forgot.
Please.
You're accustomed to your own smell.
But then you got to look at it, too, like this. You got a lot of females, I'm not saying all, but you got a lot of females out here that don't wear panties. You feel what I'm saying? And they wear their jeans, they wear their thong, what you call them leggings and shit on top of that shit. That shit causes bacteria. Any jeans or leggings, they are made with dye. So if you got your body
and you got that fabric mixed together, you're causing an infection. So meaning, clean that shit. Get this shit fixed up, yo. Or if not, if you don't want to wear panties, put on a fucking panty liner or something. Something got to carry that shit.
Well, let me tell you. The main thing is a lot of these females don't know how to wash properly.
At all.
They don't know how to put the leg up and get all up in between the lips and inside the vagina hole. You feel me?
Yeah.
Got to clean it.
They don't know the, I mean, that's the first thing. I'm sorry to say baby wipes don't help. FDS spray don't help. FDS spray don't help. And the thing is, a lot of y'all females, if you just washing the outer layer, that's not going to help. You got to get up in there.
But then, too, you got to understand, too, a lot of women, I'm not saying all, but a lot of women don't know that you're supposed to pull the hood back from around your clit and clean all that up because that clit picks up dust.
And lint. To dry the tissue, all types of stuff.
Yeah.
And men, you're not off the hook. Besides the fact that y'all, a lot of y'all be seeing y'all got big dicks and y'all don't, Stop it. Because some of y'all dicks are so small, I'd rather, you know what I'm saying, speaking for a straight female, they'd rather you finger them than to use that tool you have.
Nah.
And then secondly,
a lot of time, no. No, I beg to differ. Nope. I'd rather have a V8, bitch, than fuck with you. Period. Point blank. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Ain't nobody supposed to be playing with you trying to finger. No, I don't need your fingers. Because, excuse me, if your fingers is longer than your penis, then we have no conversation at all. Ain't no reason that we need to be talking. What we talking about? How you going to grow 5 to 10 more inches? I'm just saying. What is it?
Man, and you notice the ones that talk the most is the ones that got the little lit?
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me, fool. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all ain't that damn fine to be looking at in the first damn place. So please stop thinking that you all that. What, do you think that your looks accommodate your No, that's not okay.
Man, and then to be short and uncircumcised at the same time, that's disrespectful.
So disrespectful. Just so disrespectful. So disrespectful. So
okay, I have something.
All right,
to all y'all females, not all females, but to all y'all females that got your clit pairs and your nipple pairs, that means they got to be clean at all times. They got to be sanitized at all times. If you're sitting there and allowing a female or dude to give you head and they sucking all on it, that saliva and everything going in, that's going in the hole of where that earring is at. A lot of y'all females, not all, but a lot of y'all females that have the piercings, y'all don't know how to clean properly. That has to be clean. No matter way, no matter how you look at it, it has to be clean.
Right. I feel like this. First of all, if you're going to get a piercing down there, please do your research. Do your research first. Figure out why, how, what it does, what your reason of having one and all that stuff, and how to keep it and maintain it, okay? You do your research. Don't just be doing something because you saw Jimmy Sally Sue down the street around the corner because she did it and it looked nice and you thought it was pretty and all this other unnecessary foolish. Please do your research. Do your research because like Infinity say, it needs to be properly maintained, okay? Because you realize that lead off of the piercing and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Off of the earring and the whatever they want to call it. I don't know when it's down there. But anyway, you don't want that all up in turning gangrene and stuff. You foaming out the pussy.
I don't
know.
I mean, to each his own and the whole nine, but you're supposed to take care of your shit and supposed to take care of it properly. Point blank, period.
Hey. Hey. That's all I can say is hey. Well, maybe they'll figure out how to do as such. I don't know. What y'all think?
Let's see what the callers say. Anybody wrote anything? Because, you know, people don't like when you say something about the fellas or the females, but we just speaking real.
Alrighty. So, yeah, anyway. So, yeah. That's what that is. Man, so look here. We go into the next topic as well, and then we going to come to the phone line and see how we want to get it in. We get it in. Hey, 563-999-3443. Make sure y'all call in and press 1 to get in queue. Get in queue. I'm just going to drop this next one real fast for y'all. Okay, so my thing is right here, I'm going to switch up the whole entire game real fast. First of all, people, stop acting like you better than the next when your shit is ragged. Don't be acting like, you know what I'm saying, like you sitting on top of the fucking Eiffel Tower in the world, twirling like you ghetto fucking fabulous, and in reality, you ain't shit. Your kids ain't shit. Nothing. And I'm going to say that like that for the simple fact is because some of y'all out here with this tomfoolery, like real tomfoolery, and y'all trying to make it seem like, oh, and then you fucked up, you fucking with a dude in prison, you know what I'm saying? Then you so in love with him, but you're fucking with his best friend because he out, and so you feel like, well, I need to get some dick, but then you're letting your kids run around, and they running rampant and stealing and killing and doing all kind of crazy stuff, selling drugs and whatever, and then you want to be all, come on, man, if you ain't got your shit in order, don't be talking about the next. Stop acting like you better than the next, because you ain't. And it's really starting to get on my last damn nerves to hear people be, girl, let me tell you, see, I'm so tired of X, Y, and Z, Sally Mae, she over there, and her kids is doing this, and she doing that, and she doing this. But what you doing? Your backyard ain't clean. None of it. None of it. It ain't clean at all. So please don't talk about the next person if your backyard ain't clean. Don't do that. It's starting to be real ugly. It's just, you know, so get your lives in order. I'm just saying.
Period.
Point blank.
Period.
Man, like I just have to get that out of me. Man, and it really does. It really, 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 really does. And it's, I think it's a bad situation that so many times we so quick to down somebody, and we don't be knowing what nobody's situation is, but we so quick to talk about somebody else. We so quick to judge, and you know what I'm saying? And then we be like, ooh, man, and you know, I wouldn't do this. And you be like, you wouldn't do what? Like last month, bitch, you was doing the same thing. What are you talking about? You don't remember that? Like,
yo, when you said females be chasing these dudes in jail, let me tell y'all something, Ma. That's no life for you. If you're not married to the man or the woman that's locked up in prison, why are you sitting there holding somebody down but neglecting your children? And I'm speaking from shit that I've seen in my own family and around the people that, you know what I'm saying, is my associate. first of all, you sitting there, you writing there. There's nothing wrong writing to somebody because somebody always needs somebody. But when you start taking food out your children's mouth and stop doing what you got to do for your children because you got to make sure a nigga got money on his books, guess what? You ain't the only bitch that putting money on his books. Believe me, breaking your neck going up to Sing Sing and all that, Arcata and all them prisons and shit like that. Yeah, a nigga like me know it because my son's father was in jail. And guess what? I didn't put his ass there, so I wasn't going to see the motherfucker.
That part right there.
But a lot of y'all chicks, y'all got to understand is that, let me tell you something. While that nigga in jail and the whole nine, you better be praying he ain't getting his ass tossed or he tossing somebody else's ass.
Come on now.
But y'all sitting there and y'all neglecting y'all kids. I don't give a fuck about y'all on some real shit. But when it comes to y'all motherfucking seeds, my nigga, that's when the shit becomes a motherfucking problem. You feel me? Because your kids didn't ask for this situation. You always take care of your seeds. There's only one person that's supposed to come before your kids, and that's Jesus. And if he didn't die on the cross for your sins, then the hell will put him before your kids. You got kids sitting in here eating ramen noodles, Chef Boyardee and shit that you get from Walmart, Dollar Tree, and the whole fucking nine. But when the nigga come home, y'all giving niggas lobster, shrimps, and all that shit, and all he doing is beating your ass? He beating your ass. Y'all get your ass whipped from these niggas. He beating the pussy. But while he beating your pussy, how many other pussies he's beating? Because while you sitting in jail writing to him, the next bitch is writing to him too. When he be
come
like,
on,
yo,
man.
Ma, I don't got no money on my books in the whole nine. You sitting there getting ready sacrifice for your children to make sure this nigga got money on his books. But guess what? He got three or four other chicks sending the same goddamn money. How you think these niggas in jail get out of jail with money in their pocket? Them niggas don't really fucking work.
Man, come on now.
That's what they say. They ain't making no goddamn bread, but y'all feeding these niggas bread. Why you think they go to commissary and shit and they fucking cell block is fucking big as hell? First of all, these niggas went to prison because they did something wrong. Why y'all pacifying these motherfuckers? Because when they out in the street, they don't give a fuck about you. They're going to think about every pussy hole they can get in, about making this quick-ass money. And they just need a nigga to sleep up under. And 9 out of 10, they meet a lot of y'all chicks that got your own shit, that got Section 8 or any other type of program, and they sliding up with y'all. But any real nigga, be real, because I got uncles and cousins that came out of jail. But when they did their time, they turned their life around. But everyone that went into prison from my family, they was married to their spouse. So they spouse had no choice but to hold them down because in your vows it says to death do us part, for richer or poorer, sickness to health. But a lot of y'all getting mad, y'all want to marry niggas in prison. If they couldn't do shit for you before they went to prison and they can't do shit for you when they get out of prison, what the fuck is you sitting up there wasting your time sending these niggas fucking money and love letters and all types of shit? Half of y'all chicks go to jail behind these niggas because y'all want to hide drugs up in your fucking vagina.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to do something for a nigga that's in prison? But my bad, I love he, he love me, girl, bye.
Okay.
Your kids come first. I don't give a fuck who you are. Your kids come first. Your kids overpower pussy or dick. Your children come first. If you didn't want them, you shouldn't have had them.
That part.
But they hear though. They hear though. They are their own human beings. They have their own, they're going to grow up into their own lives. They're their own individual. If you want to waste some money, because you waste some money on these niggas and these chicks in prison, if you want to put some money away for their college fund. Put some money towards their life insurance. Put some money towards shit that's going to help them grow.
Put some money away for their savings, because you ain't going to be here forever, my nigga.
No.
Oh, my bad. Because the new J's is out. Half of y'all run and buy a nigga a pair of new J's before you buy your motherfucking kids a pair of J's. Payless is gone, my nigga. So what you going to get your kids now? Nobody. I don't give a fuck who you are. My own mama don't come before my motherfucking kids. And may she rest in peace.
Okay.
Nobody
Already.
Is supposed to come before your kids. You
At
are their protector.
At.
You are their protector. You provide. And I get tired of seeing this. And, oh, I put a roof over your head and stuff like that. God damn it, that's your job.
Now, right. If I hear one more
so
person
when they get
say,
older and move out in this world.
Man, come on now. Like, come on, man. First of all, y'all chose to be parents, man. When y'all was laying there, hey, that was a choice right there. So, man, stop talking about what you did and what you doing and all this stuff. That's what you're supposed to do. Shit. Stop acting what you want, a
well,
brownie. You
is,
want a, you, what you, a Kit Kat or something?
Is, they are. They are supposed to put the tools in them. Whatever you put in your children is the tools to help them in life. So if you're sitting there downing your kids going to have the fuck you life. I don't give a fuck, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? But if you're sitting there and you pour into your children, tell your children you love them. Tell them that I'm there for you through the good and the bad. Let them know life don't come in the box.
Hmm.
You can't put a bow on it and say, here's life.
Already.
Teach your kids all money and good money. Stop having these niggas and these chicks in your house that's smoking fucking weed all day, dealing dope and all this shit in front of your kids, and then you wonder why your kids is running the streets trying to deal dope and shit and being locked up in the juvenile system.
Hmm.
If the kids don't see it, they won't do it. You feel me? You monitor. Right. Half of y'all nowadays, y'all throw games in front of your fucking kids because you got a nigga. If a nigga can't respect your kids, then that nigga ain't worth being fucking around. My nigga, drop the nigga at the curb. See ya. Y'all ladies, pay attention to these motherfucking niggas that be up in your house. They be banging your fucking back out and touching your fucking daughters.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? Y'all don't pay attention to that, but y'all want to throw phones in front of their faces, games in front of their face. Oh, my man is here. My man is here and this. And then you're not paying attention to the signs of your daughter or your son, and they showing you why they don't like this person the whole nine, but you ready to curse this your children out because of this nigga got dick? I buy you some dick. What flavor you want? What color you want? What size you want? What vibrator you want? Pay attention to your motherfucking kids. Yo, I'm about to pass this shit to Taz because niggas be wanting to make you want to fucking body them. You feel me, man? Here. I'm going to light me a fucking sword on that book.
All right. Well, lick your bit. That's all
I
can say.
She was getting off. She was getting it off her chest.
Man, no holds barred. Man, no holds barred. That's what it is. It's going down right here in the Playhouse, man. 563-999-3443. Man, if you want to get it off your chest, come on in the Playhouse. If you feel like you want to say something about what already been said and you want to just get in on that topic, call on in. Yes, 563-999-3443. It's going down. We're going to the phone lines. We're going to the phone lines real fast, man. Let's see what people got to say. It's going down. Press one. That's all.
I got it.
But it's really cute, man. And share your views. And, of course, hey, we want you to get it off your chest. So when you hear the beep or the unmuted, that is you. You know, you say your name or tell us where you calling from and all that good stuff so that we can know. And, hey, let's get it in. Let's have some fun, man. No holds barred. 563-999-3443. Press the one. It's going down.
Hello.
Hey, Queen, how are you?
I'm fine. Good evening to the other queen. This is I just wanted to kind of touch on a couple of things that's already been said. You're doing quite a good job of covering, you know, the subject that you have. So I'm just going to come in with a few things, Miss B style, I guess. Number one.
Oh.
Yes.
The part about men having big dicks or lying about the size of their dicks or whatever. Really, no man thinks he has a little dick. Because when you think about it, no matter how small his dick is, we got enough pussy to cover his whole dick. He ain't missing out on shit. We the one coming up, y'all.
Right. Right.
As far as the cleanliness part, well, we know that the inner part of the female vagina has its self-cleaning function as such when it's whatever's going on is a natural thing. If we wash outside, that's where it comes in, where we prevent the other things from going on. What's introduced into our vagina is mostly introduced in there by a male. We do not put our fingers in our vagina. Well, sometimes maybe, but you know what I mean. Mostly,
right.
Of course, it's going to be when we know we're clean. A man will want to stick his finger in your pussy, and it will come off of whatever. And even his own penis, when he touches his penis, when he goes to the bathroom, he does not wash his hands. So whatever he has touched that day or just touched, it is now transferred to his penis. If he turns around and put it in your vagina, it's now transferred to your vagina. That's why he has to make sure his vagina and his fingers are clean, because he can bring us way more STDs than we can ever on our room. Now about the hair. Okay. When you think about it, I wash my pussy way more than I wash my head. You know, my hair does not get washed every day on my head. And I do not have sex. Well, right now I'm celibate, but I'm more inclined to have my head in a man's nose or close to his face than I am my pussy. So right now, I'm more concerned about how my hair on my head is next, because it can smell sour and whatever else might be going on that can cause your hair to not smell fresh. Plus, if you think about it, I mean, to each his own when it comes to the shaving part or whatever. Me personally, I do not like a man that's shaved. I don't want that, because for one thing, that's one of the signs that first sticks a man's chest out when he's a young man is the fact that he's growing hair in certain spots. That's a signal that he's becoming a man. So to me, it shows me that I'm fucking a man. But again, teach his own with that. Okay, because when I think about it too, and if we think about it, I'm 65. I know damn well my granddaddy and my daddy put their dick in a hairy pussy, because women weren't shaving like they are. But the population did not cease, because it was hairy pussies out there. And I doubt many men done broken one if their dick was hard and a woman gapped her legs open and he saw some hair first, because he know there was a pussy hole and a clit down up under there somewhere. But again, to each his own. Now, the next subject was about women and men. And, oh, God, that right there is infinite. And because me, I would really like to know what men are doing with their dicks out there now that they weren't doing when I came from out there. Because these women have went crazy. I wonder, what are they doing? What they got? Is they shooting gold up in it or something? You know? Men in prison. Oh, of course a man in prison is going to be in love with you. I mean, why not? He needs somewhere to be released to. When they let them out of there, they have to have a home to land in. So you're going to get all kind of sweet letters. Half the time, some other man in the prison is the one that wrote the letter with a pretty handwriting. I used to have pen pals in prison. I got some artwork, pocketbooks, all kind of shit from niggas in prison. So did. Back in the 70s, that was the thing, girl. It, all of us were coding them pocketbooks. And they last a lifetime. But I wouldn't go in there looking for a husband. And if he want my husband when he went in there, he ain't going to come out being my husband. And most of the time, if you go in there, my husband, he probably ain't going to come out being my husband. But, yeah, that's a bad thing. The thirst for men from women is too strong. I hate it that way, but it is. You know, it's the thirst that they have behind them. And one thing that I'm a strong advocate for or against, however you phrase it, that's very disturbing to me is domestic violence. And I do not like that, be it the male to the female to the male, or that male that you bring into your home. And I see a lot of women doing this, that administer all kinds of domestic violence to their kids that are not their own. And even if they are their own, but it makes it even worse when it's not even their blood. And women allow it. I keep seeing it, and it makes me sick. But anyway, that's all I got to say right now.
Miss B. No holes barred. That's what we love. That's how it's going down right here, man. We love it. We love it. We love it. We definitely came through and blessed us and told us how you really feel. We like that shit. We do. We like that shit. Hell yeah. So, man, we hope that you definitely coming back and brace us with some more of that in the next round.
Okay, good evening.
Already. Well, hey, that's how it's going down. Miss B, hold on. We supposed to get it in right now. Hold on. Man, it is no holds barred, man. It's going down right here in the playhouse, and y'all ain't ready. That's all we can say is y'all ain't ready. But, hey, if you ain't ready, you better get ready because it's going down right here. So, man, come on in the playhouse. Man, it's about to be get it off your chest. So if you didn't get it off the first time, say what you like in the first round. We hope that you're ready to say what you like and get it off your chest in the second round, okay? So, hey, we're going to take a small break. And when we come back, it's going down right here in the playhouse. So call in. Get in where you fit in. Let us know, you know, what you want to say. You know, talk about whatever you want. Say what you want to say. Get it off your chest. Don't be scared. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like you ready to step into the ring, well, come on then. We welcome all. Hey, it's going down right here in the playhouse, man. So, hey, come on in, 563-999-3443.
Baby, wanna fuck with me?
Okay.
Turn this motherfucker up 800 degrees. Whole team eat, chefs cause she's a treat. She's so bougie, bon appetit.
I'm a savage, attitude nasty. Talk big shit, but my bank account match it. Hood, but I'm classy. Rich, but I'm ratchet. Haters kept my name in they mouth, not a gagging. Bougie. He say the way that thing move, it's a movie. I told that boy we gotta keep it lowly, meet a room key. I done bled the block and now it's hot, bitch, I'm Tunchi. I'm mood and I'm moody. I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid, what's happening? Bitch, I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet.
in time, she might start her OnlyFans. Big B and that B stand for bands. If you wanna see some real ass, baby, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low and swing. Texas up in this thing, put you up on this game. I be parking my frame, gang, 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 gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain. Please don't give me hype, write my name in ice. Can't argue with these lazy bitches, I just raise my price. I'm a boss, I'm a leader, I pull up in my two-seater. And my mama was a savage, pick up got this shit from Tina. I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, sassy, moody, nasty, acting stupid, what's happening? With the knees, he be like, damn, how that thing moving in the jeans. Ayy, even Depot L couldn't do it like me, like me.
Plasma is oozing out of your cerebellum. stupid bitches, and she got permanent TMS. So we say bitches. And I'm a grown man, find you somebody to play with. If you don't like me when you see me, better not say shit. I choke your ass out like Dre did that bitch. You better tell these pussies, I ain't fucking with no rookie. I'm a bankhead nigga, I take your cookie. Hey, so don't make it a me or you situation. I had your partner down, I see you visitation. Like, hope for the best, but I don't think he gon' make it. Not the way he was shivering and shaking on the pavement. I tell you what, if you make a call of grace, it'd be amazing. Find out these verses weren't the only thing blazing. And just when you thought that I was done, I was saving the best for last. Nigga, kiss my ass like Delarie. They my folks, it's best to just let them be. Cause I do the shit, breathe head, confess, and never see, nigga.
I'm outside of the club.
Got a big ego, ha ha ha, such a big ego, I got a big ego, she love my big ego, so stroke my big ego, I like to joke around a little bit, but here we go, welcome to the wonderful world, go play the Earl, cause everything I throw up, blow up, talking to the girl, she said, know what, grow up, you nasty. I don't understand why they tripping if you ask me. Flow just the nicest. I admit the propane I just spit probably just raise the gas prices. Everybody in the club trying to get as fresh as me. What you on, dawg? Trying to stay recession free and spit refreshingly when I rock the stadium. You probably get sweaty, you should bring an extra tea. Now I'm standing next to Jay, who's standing next to B. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. That's good for my ego. Me and my ego, and he go wherever we go. My ego is my imaginary friend. He was with me when I was only imagining. I had dreams of the league. One day I played Kobe or walk up to Puff and he really know me. Could have let the dream killers kill my self-esteem or use the arrogance as a theme that power my dreams and my ego.
Call in to work cause you the boss. For real, want you to show me how you feel. I consider myself, maybe that's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gon' need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets. You didn't know what's inside, no need for me to lie. too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit, it's too much, it's too tough. He talk like this, cause he can back it up. He got a big ego, such a huge ego. I love his big ego, it's too much. He walk like this, cause he can back it up. I'm humble, right now I don't choose. You can leave with me, or you could have a blues. Don't call it arrogant, I call it confident. You decide when you find out what I'm working with. I know I'm killing you with some legs, but yet some thighs. Matter of fact, it's my smile, I'm gonna eat my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kind of something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit.
Your ass right now. tried to tell my mama, but she told me this is one for your dad. Yes, he did.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Man, hey, are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? It's about to go down right here in the playoffs. It's no holds barred, and oh my gosh, it's going down right here in the playoffs. Man, we apologize. Technical difficulty, but we in the thing now. We in the building right now, right here, right now. So, man, hey, thank y'all for being so patient. So, hey, we with our second round of the show. Yes, we will be going into overtime, but hey, it's okay because, you know, that's what we do. So, here, please make sure that you guys get called in right now so that you can hear the remainder of the show because you don't want to miss it at all. I know some of y'all are like, oh, my gosh, y'all are going in. Yes, because this is no holds barred, baby. We got to get some things off our chest. And if you need to get some things off your chest, don't be scared to come step in the ring. Don't be scared to come step in the ring. Get in where you fit in. It's going down right here in the playoffs. 563-999-3443. Again, that number is 563-999-3443. And press 1 to get in queue to get it off your chest, okay? If you hear the beat for the unmuted, that is you. We have come to you and all that good stuff. All you have to do is state your name, your city, you know what I'm saying, however you want to be, you know, addressed or whatever. And, hey, we want to hear what you got to say. We want to get it off your chest. So that's what this second round is. Get it off your chest. So we got some things off our chest on this first round. I mean, how y'all feel over there? How y'all feel over there?
Well, we still got some more to get off my chest.
Yeah. All right. Then with that being said, it is time for Get It Off Your Chest. So, hey, that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to get it off our chest, 563-999-3443. Hey, let's get this going. Man, we ain't going to stop for y'all get in where you fit in. Look, you got 30 minutes to call in before start going into overtime, so I'm getting that into you earlier, because when we start getting off our chest, you know, we might look up and, boy, it might be, I don't know. So, hey, we want to tell you a little bit earlier tonight. If you want to get in and hear the remainder of the show, you got 30 minutes, okay? So get in where you fit in, and, you know, if you ain't scared, you know, some of y'all scared, I can tell, but if you ain't scared to step up and jump up in the ring, hey, come on in the building, man. This is a no-judgment zone, a no-sugarcoating zone. Hey, a no-holds-barred zone. That's where we going. So we going in, and let's get it off your chest. So, hey, let's go.
Mm. Oh, it's on me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What I need to get off my chest is this. I'm a lesbian. So I want to know, why do y'all females have to lie? You lie, betray to be a lesbian, and got a whole husband at home. what the heck? Now, I respect the female that can keep it real and be like, I'm bisexual. I like what I like. You know, I like men, but I like to play around with women. I respect women that be honest. But if you portraying a whole lesbian and you got a whole husband, somebody please answer me that question. Like, why? Why?
I don't know. I personally, I feel like you should not lie about it. If you want to be bisexual, then just be bisexual. That's what it is, you know. Yes, you might like pussy a little bit more, but you ain't. If you still on that level, I mean, be bisexual. Admit that you bisexual. Do what you do. It's okay, but I believe that for me, I feel like it's very offensive to lesbians to claim that you are a lesbian and you not. Like, I feel like it's very offensive.
I think it is too.
Yeah.
Because you portray that you are a whole lesbian, and it's like you talk to people and then you don't find out till like months later that they got a whole husband, you know. Then you wonder, and you put two and two together, like, oh, now I see why, you know, I can't come visit you because you got a whole husband there. Be real. I mean, what they don't understand is homosexuality is very more deadly than anything. You know, you can get yourself really hurt by lying like that. Because there's some females that are true lesbians and they don't like dick at all. And they don't want females that, you know, dibbling and dabbling. But my thing is this, why you just can't be real about yours? Like, if you, you know, maybe you with, you know, your husband for convenience or whatever, whatever the case may be, if that's the case, be up front and let them know, well, you know, I love women. My husband know I love women, but, you know, we, you know, together because of convenience. You know what I'm saying? It's an understanding. That's a difference than you just hiding it. And it comes out. It's like, oh, really? Now, what if you slept with this woman and you didn't know that she had a whole man? Hey. And then you wonder how disease is getting passed. I'm just saying. Not being real. Just like you men. Oh, you thought y'all was off the hook. No. Y'all be wanting, dining, fucking, schooling these men. And you got a whole wife at home. Y'all taking GL, man, to a whole nother level. Y'all be around town, around everybody that you know, bashing gay P3rd. But as soon as gay pride come around, you downtown, you just not just with men. You with the trannies and everything. So, I mean, what's up with y'all men and women that's not being honest? If you like what you like, you like what you like. Hey, if you a man that likes to, you know, you like to ask better than you like to listen, then, hey, that's your preference. And if you like the way a dude slap your nile, sometimes you do like to get your booty, you know, like to get done in the booty. So, I mean, if that's your preference, that's your preference. But be real, especially if you have a wife at home. Because what you out there doing with these men, you want to bring it back home to your wife. That's my whole thing. You be real about yours. You got anything to say on the subject, Infinity? You not touching it?
No.
You not touching it?
No.
I do.
I know. Why would she lie and say she don't have nothing to say?
I didn't say that. I said nah.
But you know she always got something to say.
No, I don't. But I do.
Or just the side.
My thing ain't with these females, these so-called lesbians and these so-called gay guys. Let me tell you something. Being a lesbian, being a gay man, being a transgender and all that, we get convicted from our family. We get put in the street. We get slapped down. We get beat. We get taken to the church, pastors and deacons and all them praying over us, pouring oil, all this, supposed to bring the saints out, the devil out of us and stuff. Let me tell you something. This is not a choice. This is who you are. Stop playing this game because there's too many that made this pavement for us to walk as free as we are today. And a lot of them got killed. A lot of them got raped. A lot of them got beat. A lot of them got sodomized. A lot of them got thrown in jail just for us to have the rainbow life that we have today in 2021. This is to wear the rainbow belt. It's just to wear the rainbow belt. Gay means happy. So if you're happy, hey, God bless you. You're happy. But know the true meaning of rocking the rainbow belt. This ain't a lot of people today. This is a phase for them. This is a fad. Because 2020, 2021 is doing this. So we're gonna jump into it. But this is our lifestyle. People still okay. Yeah, Obama signed the law that we can give same-sex marriage and the whole nine to each his own. You feel what I'm saying? But we're still in America. There's still people that don't like our lifestyle. They don't like to see two women together, two men together. That's not my problem. That's theirs. But still, what you do and who you are is who you are. But being all loud about this shit and you ain't really who you are, my nigga, what are you lying for, son? To y'all trannies. I love my trannies. Stop playing this fucking victim game, shorties. All jokes aside, let these men know that y'all are born a man. The truth be told, from day one, stop lying. There's some trannies out there, honey, you won't never believe that they was born a boy because, goddamn, they are gorgeous. And then you still got some that's dressed up like a woman and still look like a man. But regardless, whatever you decide, tell the truth, because then it becomes a problem when you meeting these people online and you're not letting these people know. You're going on dates with them, you're kissing them and stuff, and then when it's about to get to that sexual part, I was born a man, I still got a dick. You put your life in danger. You put your life in danger. All jokes aside, just be honest, tell the truth.
Man,
so y'all
lesbian. The truth will set you free. Like, just be real. Like, my thing is, you don't never know what somebody will say. You don't know how somebody reacts, but you don't take their choice away from them. You know, you don't. If we have a choice in this life, and for you to take somebody him is wrong, and that's why it's so many murders and so many, you know, killings and stuff like going on and things happening and abuse and sodomizers and all kind of stuff going on because of the bullshit, of the lies. You know, if people just simply tell the truth, it's easier to tell the truth than it is to tell a lie. Like, you have to keep telling a lie and a lie and a lie and a lie and a lie to tell, you know, to keep covering up that lie. And eventually, you gonna forget the lie. Do you know how hard it is to keep up with all the damn lies? Like, I'd rather just go and just be cool with it.
My thing is this, is just be honest. I've seen too many trannies that I know in my lifetime, and I'm 46. You feel me? This ain't new to me. I'm talking about from even when I was growing up in my house and my aunt. She's a straight-up stud, straight-up lesbian woman. Back then, this is when they used to call them dykes, bull daggers, all that. You feel what I'm saying? And the thing is, I even seen it back then, how transgenders was being beat on, spit on, you know what I'm saying, abused and stuff. If this was back then in the late 70s to the early 80s, and I'm watching this growing up, and then now we have more of a voice to come out more, be who we are more, but then y'all still lie. Y'all meet up with these men. Y'all meet up with these men on apps. Y'all go on dates with them, but y'all do not tell the truth. Some of these men, they're not looking for a man that's turning into a woman. Some of these men want a straight-up woman. And you can't get mad at that if that's what they want. Like I said before, and I'll say it again, you have some trannies that you would never thought that they was born a boy because they're so beautiful. And then you got some that still look like a man in the dress. But let's be real. Stop playing these Russian roulette games with your life. Because if you read the newspaper, you read these articles all over. This is not just happening in New York City and the whole nine. This is happening all over the United States.
Yeah.
You know, in some countries, when they find a transgender woman lying to a straight man, they sodomize them. They hurt them. In some countries, you can't be a transgender woman.
Mm-mm.
Why do you think everybody want to come to America? But stop playing this Russian roulette with your lives. All jokes aside. And then when something happens, then the community want to come together. Oh, no, let's get the person. Yeah, it's wrong for hurting somebody, but somebody is going to react. That's like that's like a straight man. All he loves is women. And a guy just run up and kiss him. You don't think he's going to get knocked the fuck out? Nowadays, niggas ain't using their hands no more. They putting heat in your ass.
Yeah.
So all jokes aside, I mean, the shit that we go to just to be who we are today, we still fighting. We still fighting to be representative of who we are. There's still people that don't allow us to come to their churches. And some of us was born and raised under pastors, deacons, all that. But because what we choose and what we love, we is the same sex, we can't be in the churches, or we can't come to their Christmas dinners or their Thanksgiving dinners, family barbecues and stuff like that. This shit is still real, but y'all sitting there playing the game with this shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, there it is.
There it is.
There the whole bar. So, hey, next topic.
What you said, Boo?
I said next topic.
Oh, baby, light one, please. Next topic.
All right. What's up with y'all females and y'all dudes, my baby mama, my baby dad? First of all, there ain't no more baby mamas, baby daddies. Call them where their respective name is. This is my child's mother. This is my child's father. Y'all lay down and y'all have these babies. Y'all all happy-go-lucky, happy, happy, happy. Something goes wrong in a relationship. Oh, that's just my baby daddy. The child is damn near a teenager, and you still calling the child your baby daddy? He is your child's father. Then what kills me is that y'all chicks and y'all hook up with these dudes. Y'all know what these niggas was about from Jump Street. If they wasn't there for their other kids, how the hell you think they're going to be there for yours?
Fact.
Y'all see a fly nigga coming through the PJs. Oh, that's my nigga. He pushing the Benz. Oh, yes, yes, I got to get him. He got a lot of money. You fuck.
knowing that you're supposed to use condoms, because like I said, this ain't the 70s, or it's all over the goddamn TV now, how to use condom symptoms, use condoms, use diaphragms, do it all. But you choose not to when you lay down with this man. You have, you trap, because some of y'all play that I'm pregnant shit to trap a nigga. If a nigga told you who he was from the beginning, that's who the fuck he's going to be now. Why bring an innocent child into this world and have the child punished? Then you got these niggas that from the PJs, you in apartment 4A with your girl and your kids. Then you fucking with the girl on the 10th floor, get her pregnant. But then when she tell you, oh, the baby's here, now the two mothers is going at it. You walking by because she was your slide piece from the 10th floor, so you in the elevator with her and the child, but you look at the child like he's a bastard. Back to y'all females. You always have the choice. You always have the power over your own goddamn pussy. If a nigga didn't put a gun to your motherfucking head, or your life is in danger, where you have to give up the pussy, that's called rape, where you have to give up the pussy, y'all, 9 out of 10 half of y'all chicks out here today is giving up free pussy anyway. Y'all think catching a nigga that has a baby and saying, oh, I'm going to take him to child support. Half of y'all people on public assistance anyway, to each his own. But by you putting this nigga on child support, all you getting is $50. Because the government going to take the rest of the money to pay back the food stamps that you already using, the medical that you already using, and the cash assistance they're already sending your ass. So back again. Why bring a child into this bullshit? Start with that, this my baby daddy. This my baby mama. Now, I don't fuck with that chick. That's my baby mama shit. Come on, y'all niggas. Y'all know what y'all doing. Y'all know it takes only one motherfucking sperm to catch that motherfucking egg. Y'all sliding up in these chicks' raw dog. Oh, she got a fatty. I got to get up in there. You get her pregnant. Oh, they ain't my kid. They ain't my kid. Nigga, it only takes that one time to lay down with that shorty. That's so y'all females, stop sleeping with all these motherfucking niggas. Y'all pussies like the fucking Lincoln Tunnel. Every time you turn around, you with a different nigga. Then you on Maury, talking about Maury, he's the daddy. And then you bring 5 niggas up there, and they ain't the daddy.
Nah.
If you don't love yourself, how the fuck you going to have somebody to love you?
Hey.
But it's sad on some real Lady V and Taz, all jokes aside, because the kids get punished by this shit.
Yeah.
The kids
That's
get
real.
Punished by this shit. You treat the kid bad because he looked like the nigga that left your ass, or he was just your slide piece. Then another thing. How y'all got these good dudes at home and y'all treat them like shit? Then you get mad when the nigga step the hell out and say, fuck you. A man want to be treated with respect. They want to be treated with love. They want to be treated with decency and the whole nine. But y'all chicks, when y'all play fucking games, because he's not bending down kissing your ass. Oh, fuck that nigga. Fuck him. He can get the fuck out. And then you sitting on the phone with your little bullshit friends that's miserable by the goddamn self. And they sitting feeding your head up with some shit. You're going to listen to that raggedy ass bitch. That our taxes money paying for. Then you leave this good ass man. And then you wondering why every nigga that you had in your life after this man is horrible. Another thing. Bitches, stop telling your bitch, your homie, which I call y'all females, my bitch, my homie, my sis, and all that. Stop telling another female how good your man is in bed.
Because
if the bitch is lonely and you telling them how good the sex is, oh, believe me, she going to be creeping because she want to know for herself.
Right.
I'm about to let it be known and let it know. I'm a lesbian to the heart. Taz is my wife to the fullest. And then y'all bitches step to her. Y'all want to see me and see my nine.
Hey.
Y'all heard it here. No hoes barred. This ain't what you want, so keep it to yourself. Because we just banned for real. No hoes barred, baby. We will step into the ring, baby. As you see, we ain't never scared. You can't scare us. You can't scare us. That's what you can't do. Man, like, I respect all that, man. Like, you know you always sitting in my spirit, too. No, I could really just go in on that right there because I'm so sick of you trifling gutter bitches. Some of y'all, just because you feel like you a little uppity and all this other stuff, got great men. Men that love you, men that take care of you, men that provide and do everything that he can for you. And then your funky dog ass sitting up there and you don't even remember your own motherfucking anniversary, bitch. You's a do-right, dirty-ass motherfucker. And you know what? If the shoe was on the other foot, you would be really pissed off if it, but you know what? Sometimes that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we have to see things for what it is, and man, look here, man. When you get to that point and you see that she don't really give a damn about you, and you know that there's somebody else that do, go be happy, man. Let me tell y'all something. We only got one motherfucking life to live in this world. And if you sitting up there being miserable with a miserable, lonely bitch, and you doing everything you can to make her life easy, and she still just ain't never satisfied, fuck her.
Word.
Females, the same thing. Like, man, for real. Like, some things you just... First of all, again, we only got one life to live, man. One. Some of you motherfuckers think y'all got 9 and 10 lives. But we really only got one life to live.
But
God knows. We have a birth date and a death date. Mm-hmm. And everything in between, hey, it's all about making the best of it. All about making the best of it. Why continue to be miserable? For the sake of, oh, well, I can't do this. No, you can do anything you want to do. You just don't want to. You know what I'm saying? So don't be lying talking about, oh, I'm just staying in this relationship because of X, Y, and Z, because I can't go or I can't do this, I can't do that. Yet, you know what? Can't shouldn't even be in your vocabulary, honey, when life ain't promised to you tomorrow, baby, because I don't know about you, but as for me, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, Lady V. I ain't supposed to play no motherfucking games with you. That's what we not going to do. Like, seriously. We ain't supposed to do none of that. So stop lying talking about what you can't do. Like, if you want to get out, get out. Find a way. Figure it out. Move. Do what you have to do. And I agree.
Yeah.
Telling your friends, your so-called homegirls, your so-called sisters about what you and your mate got going on and how y'all doing it and all this extra unnecessary stuff, because everybody that you think is for you ain't for you. They don't have your best interest at heart at all. Right? Period. So why is we even, why? Like, get your damn life in order. That's what we need you to do. We need you to get your life in order. Because what you want is some real straight-up bullshit. Real straight-up bullshit. So that's my take on that right there.
Well, my take on it is this. Now, especially you females that have kids by other men, and you have a good man that's taking care of your kids, that's not even there, that's not cool. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they don't have kids of their own yet, but they you know, stepped up to the plate and taking care of your child, because their deadbeat children's father ain't nowhere to be found. So they stepped to the plate. But then you use them in the face. Like, oh, why would you leave me? Don't leave me. Then you're going to be walking out on the kids. At the end of the day, those really not your kids. You stepped up to the
right.
plate because they're forwarded. But another thing, ladies, another thing. Stop using the kids to keep somebody. If they want to go, let them go. Because a good man or a good woman is going to still take care and provide for their kids. They don't have to be with you to take care of their kids.
At all.
But the thing is, you get mad because you fucked up somebody else that's good to them, and they get married, and they have a family with them, and they still want to take care of their kids. Oh, I don't want my kids around that bitch. Oh, I don't want my kids around that dude. Why? Because actually, as long as he's taking care of his responsibility, you can't worry about what he's doing. If their partner is not hurting your kids, is not disrespecting your kids in any way, then there should be no issue. I look at it like this, more love for the child. Child said, oh, I got two mommies, two daddies. Hey, why? Because
I'm blessed.
God seems fit that I can have four parents instead of two.
Yo,
take
the village to raise the child, first of all. Second of all, y'all females, mira tu chese de ojo. What bothers me, all jokes aside, y'all can have three kids in the house with three different fathers. One of the fathers stands up and take care of his child, but the other two kids get left out. Then, when the kids ask questions, why, or they don't love me or they don't like me, y'all snap out on the kid. It's not the kid's fault that you had three different baby fathers. It's not the kid's fault that their father was not around. Half of the time, the fathers want to be around, but y'all choose not to because they're not catering to you.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
All right. So the child get penalized. Excuse me. The child get penalized because of your stupidity. My child, I don't like my child to go see his father because his father is talking to this new female and this and that and that and this, and she's pregnant and this and this. Why keep that child from knowing his sibling? Because my thing is this, when they get older and start dating, how everybody doing this dating shit online, he might wind up dating his sister and don't even know it because both of them carry two last names. Another
right
thing, y'all females. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all so mad at these dudes because the nigga ain't there through pregnancy and the whole nine. There's nothing wrong with giving your children their father's last names. Oh, my bad. Excuse me. My bad. Oh, you just met him? He made you smile. He told you he was beautiful, and then you fucked him. Now,
never
months later, here comes the baby. So you don't know nothing about this dude. What's up with getting to know people first before you open your damn legs? A woman that carry her behind with class is a dude that's going to stay behind and just wait, just like a woman. If you carry her behind with class, they're going to sit back and they're going to wait because they're going to feel that you're worth waiting for. But if you quick to
it
open, they're going to smash it because it's there. They're going to smash it, they're going to feel that you're going to give it to everybody else. How many of y'all chicks out here slept with the whole crew?
Mm.
How many of y'all chicks out here got babies by majority of the niggas in the crew? A brother code is pussy come a dime a dozen, but brothers stay forever.
Rolls over hoes.
So females, all jokes aside, pay attention. So y'all guys, y'all want to sit up here and have these kids in the whole nine, talk that sweet shit in these girls' ears, getting them pregnant. You know you could get them pregnant, like I said before. You didn't put on no condom. She ain't taking no birth control, so you got her pregnant. Why you can't stand up to the plate
and be a father, but you be mad when the next nigga stand up to the plate and be a father to your child or the next female. But now y'all wanna lash at the woman and stuff. But the thing is, what happened to the child in the middle? Why everybody forget about the child in the middle? Oh, my bad. Hold on. Income tax coming up. Oh, you know the child. Somebody want to claim the child now. Why? Because earned income is coming in, so niggas need extra money. Why? Because niggas need their gears. Niggas need their new Jordans. Niggas need their car to be fixed. Niggas want to get the new car. Oh, y'all know the kid now. But you didn't know the child for 11 months. But income tax time comes. Damn, I know that child. Yo, can I get my son? Can I get my daughter? Can I claim my child? Oh, it's your child now?
That and Father's Day. They like to show up on Father's Day too and be Father of the Year. But or any other time or the other 364 days, you don't know the child. You could be in the same project or same building as your child. Walk past them every day. Don't acknowledge them, but as soon as Father's Day comes, you want to come and just, you know, I'm coming to see my child. They don't even know you, and then you wonder why the kids is disrespecting you. It's not that they disrespect you because they don't have no respect for adults. No, they disrespect you because you had every right, especially if a woman leaves the door open for this man to be in their child's life. It's up to them if they go choose to walk through that door. If they choose not to walk through that door, then you can't get mad about the outcome that you're going to receive from that child.
Right.
You know what I hate, though, Dad? I hate when these niggas be telling these kids, well, I'm going to come get you. We're going to go hang out. That child is so excited. They sit up. They wait. They all dress. Oh, I'm going with my dad. I'm going with my dad. Girl or boy. And they sitting up and they waiting. They looking out the window. They looking at the door. They looking at the phone. They calling you. They texting you. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Are you on your way? And then you lie. Oh, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. The child sit there. Day here. Afternoon comes. Evening there. Night's done. Boom. Here we in the next day. That child is hurt. All jokes aside. When you do that shit, you leave the mother. Let me say it clearly. You leave the mother, not the baby mama, the mother, to be there for that child when that child is hurting, when that child is crying, when that child feel like giving up because the child just want to be loved by his father, but the father choose to put pussy, gambling, street niggas, alcohol, drugs, or their cars in front of their kids.
Yeah, and you can reverse it. Because there are some single fathers out there that's, and I give my hats off to those single fathers. Because there are some men that actually stood up to the plate and taking care of their kids, whether it's their son or their daughter, by themselves, because the mother didn't want to be a mother. So I give them respect. The ones that's going to step up to the plate and take care of their kids. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Because there are some single fathers out there that's doing their thing. They don't know how to do hair, but they learn how to do hair because they. I see some guys lacing their kids' hair out. Why? Because they say, I have to do this because I got to make sure my child is together. So before you start yelling and going off on the next person, yo, y'all need to get it together. Females, because of your own selfish game, stop keeping these men who actually want to be in their kids' life, stop keeping them away from their kids. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. And females and guys, if you have an opportunity to be in your child's life,
be in it.
You know what I'm saying? Especially a father that have a son. Because if you have an or daughter, either or. But I would say mostly a son. The reason why I say that is because a female can take a man child as far as they can take him. But if they don't have no other male role models around, who's going to teach them how to be a man? You know what I'm saying? So they need, you know, you need to have that positive influence on your child
to show him how to be a man. Don't come around because he made it big. Oh, he got drafted to the NFL. He got drafted to the NBA. Nah, don't come around. Don't come around then.
You know what? Also, it comes back to some of these females. When you sit in there, and I'm speaking for mother because I'm a mother. I got nothing but boys. My boys are my men now. When you sit in there and you tucking your children in, start telling them you love them.
Mm-hmm.
Start telling them you will always be by their side. Stop calling them bitches. Stop calling them niggas. Because that's not what they are. They're your children. They came from your womb. You carried them for 9 months. You got to feel their first fucking heartbeat. You felt their kicks in the whole nine. You bonded with your belly for 9 fucking months. Stop degrading these kids. And then when they get of age, they get out here in the street, they think the name bitch, nigga, hoe, all that is their name. That's not the name you put on the birth certificate. So if you don't start respecting them at home, how the fuck you think the streets is going to respect them? Start teaching these young men how to love themselves, how know what it is to be around a woman, to be a gentleman. First of all jokes aside for me, pull your motherfucking pants up. Put on some belts. Stop only putting suits in the closet when it's time for a fucking funeral. Teach these kids how to dress to go to an interview. These young ladies, teach them how to put fucking clothes on their ass. You got fucking 9, 10-year-old girls out here, body already booming, but y'all mothers and fathers, y'all that's around, y'all allowing these kids to come out here with booty shorts on and shit like that. We around nothing but predators all day, every day.
Okay.
If your fathers is there for your daughters, y'all would teach them to know what it is to be a young lady. So when she get out here, these niggas won't dog them the fucking way they do.
Real talk.
And women, stop bashing these men to your kids.
Word.
Stop bashing.
Man.
Because my thing is this. You can tell your kid anything, but if a man is trying to be in their life and you're not allowing it, don't reverse it and make it seem like they're the bad person. They don't love you. They don't want to be in your life. They don't, you know, they don't care about you. Don't do that because they don't grow up to resent them.
But you know what fucking I say? When you got a lot of these, you got a lot of these chicks that be sitting in their fucking house with their friends. Oh, I gotta get my mind right. You sitting there smoking and shit like that, but then your friends are talking about their children's father. So then you go on talking about your children's father. Oh, that raggedy ass bastard. This nigga, this, and your children sitting there soaking it all up.
Oh, he's a bum. But the thing is, what that says about you? If you feel like he's a bum, you slept with the bum. Was he a bum when he was banging your back out? Was he a bum with that 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes that he gave you? I'm just saying.
And another thing, y'all females, stop wanting what another female got. All jokes aside, because you see, your homie got a dude that's a gentleman that got his shit together and the whole nine. You want what she got, so you try to push yourself up on the homeboy. I'm going to be real. Some men will do it. Some men don't. And some men, if you go to something, they're going to smash it.
Yeah.
My thing is this. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a story. Everybody didn't come from great backgrounds. We all didn't come with silver spoons in our mouth and the whole nine. Rockefeller was not our father. You feel me? But all jokes aside, if you didn't like what was taking place in your childhood, why put that same affliction on your children's childhood? Infinity done.
Already. Man, it's going down at Playhouse Fans at No Holds Barred. Oh, my goodness. Yep.
before I go, I'm actually going to, because, man, woo, baby, y'all get deep up in the playhouse on this beautiful Saturday night, man. That's how it's going down, man. Hey, Miss B says she got something to say, baby. She got something to say. So we bring Miss B back to see the playhouse. Miss B.
Hello again.
Hello, okay,
I'm just going to touch again on some of the stuff that was already discussed because y'all are covering, you know, things pretty good, you know, as I would already. Okay, about church folks and gays, far as that goes, that is maybe the most hypocritical pool of homophobia that there is, because there's preachers, the choir director, half of the choir, and the congregation, you know, so they just need to just get away from that. When they made gay marriages legal, I knew that my clientele, as a, you know, a designer, dress designer and stuff, would probably reflect that. And I ended up not getting the bride who happens to wear the bridal gown. I got the partner that wanted the tuxedo. So I had to make her a tuxedo that fit, and she had the prettiest shape. So I had to make this tuxedo fit and form her body. You know, like I thought, I really get the challenge of all things. But I was very happy for them, and they were a beautiful couple. And the partner that wore the wedding dress, she was a mother. Her son was a ring bearer. I made his little tuxedo that matched his mother because I stupidly asked the question, you know, and we do when we're ignorant. I say, who's the mom? And they said, we both are. And then the other one said, but I gave birth to her. I said, okay, you know, you know, okay, you know. But the other thing was about, because I tried to jot down notes as I was going on things I wanted to address. Oh, about women talking to other women about their men. Yeah, that can be a dangerous thing, but you got to have that kind of person in the beginning, I think, because me, myself, my allegiance is to the girl code, so I'm just not going to go there. I don't know. I don't care what she tells me, you know. And
right.
Most of the time when women talk, if anything, we're going to talk about complaining. We not going to talk about the good bit. You know, we're going to be bitching. You know, so we're not going to get the good bit or shit. Today in one of my groups, one of the questions came, was posted about pampering your male. Well, man, and well, we'll just say mate in this case, you know, because of, you know, some of our things that we do have on. And the person had said that she had a picture of a towel and toiletries and stuff laying out on the counter, and I say, is there anything wrong with having his bath things laid out and his underwear and his bath ready, and a hot meal, and a cold beer, and some ESPN or whatever, something, whatever that meant, something on television. And a lot of the women, you know, came in and said no, but some were, you know, and I'm listening to them, and so I came in and I told them, I said, look, I say, to do something like that, because one of the girls even said something about, well, if it can be reciprocated, I say, well, first of all, me personally, I was married to a railroad man. He came home late from work. Plenty of times I had all those kind of things done for him, but except the drink, because he didn't drink, but I did. But I would sit at dinner with him and have a drink while I listened about his day at work. You know, so I had no problem with that. And I went further to tell them, can you imagine the difference in the intensity that a man would make love to you that night after having been shown that kind of attention, as opposed to you bitching or whatever else that is a negative consternation. So I say that would be my reciprocation in how he would perform most differently. I say, because keeping your king happy, a happy king wants to make and keep his queen happy, and a smart queen knows how to keep her king happy. So it's nothing wrong with that. So then a guy comes in, well, I'm not a child. She don't have to lay my clothes out, and she ain't got no business in my drawer. I say, well, excuse me, sir. I say, evidently, you do your own laundry and fold and put away your own clothes. Do you also do your females, your wife or your significant others as well? So he come back. No, I don't do women's laundry. I said, well, okay, enough said. Have a great day, sir. So, you know, sometimes people are like, okay, whatever. Let's see. The thing I went to address about men coming to you a lot of time as damaged goods. It's some good men. Oh, were some good men out there that messed around and got a hold to the wrong partner, and they're damaged. You know, so they come to us for repairs. You know. Some of us are unfortunate enough to keep running into the ones that are in need of repair. And at this stage in the game for me, I need you already repaired, put back together, duct tape or something. I ain't got time for none of that. You know, we gonna work with whatever you got going on. You know, I ain't doing no extra. Let me see. Okay, about women and about them being whores. Okay, they ask the question, if a woman sleeps with a man on the first night, is she considered a whore? If she sleeps with him 3 months later, is she considered a saint? So that makes no difference. What you need to be worried about, when she does sleep with you, she want to sleep with you again. Because no matter when she sleep with you and however you might label her, her returning is supposed to be your biggest concern. Because you very well could have caught her the long bout of abstinence and she was attractive enough to you and horny enough to come out of her abstinence to sleep with you that night. That don't mean she was a whore when she probably had sex in over 2 or 3 years. Let me see. Okay. Young girls and their fathers. I always tell men, don't let a man in the street somewhere be the first man that tells your girl she's pretty. Don't let a man in the street be the first man that tells your daughter, I love you. Don't let a man in the street be the first man that buys her a diamond. Make her use the stuff that when a man approach her, he got to come big or don't come at all. Because she can say, well,
that's wrong.
Used to that. Take her to a nice restaurant. Make her hard to impress. That's what I say. Let me see what else I got over here. Oh, kids and the baby daddies and things. Well, I got plenty of friends and relatives that They mailbox look like a law firm, you know, with the name listed on there. So, yeah, I'll leave that one alone. The stepmamas and the girlfriends of the baby mamas and things. Yes, I understand there are some women that do kind of act a little jacked up and shit about how they handle the transferring of the kids back and forth on the weekends or the holidays or the et cetera. But at the same time, too, some of these stepmamas and baby mamas, other mamas, need to be talked to because there are some of those women that take privileges that they should not. They have cut those kids' hair. They have done all kind of shit. And that causes a rift justifiably. So they should be mindful of how they conduct themselves as well. And I think that about covers it for now.
Well, all right. Like, I think you got that, Ms. B. I think you got that. Well, I'm just going to keep you in on the panel, and I'm going to get this off my chest. Y'all ready for this right here?
Oh, okay.
Okay, here we go. First of all, I don't know why people feel the need to think that they can just drag people's name through the mud and then not expect to have any consequences. That means that you feel like you can just say what you want to say. You continue to talk about them. People, they done moved on, they walked on, they left, they turned the other cheek and turned the other cheek and turned the other cheek and turned the other cheek. Now, look here, you only got four goddamn cheeks. Now, I gave you all four of them. So now, when you get this, when you done got the last four, you can't just keep talking about what you don't know nothing about. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be bumping your gums. That's how people get hurt. That's how shit gets started. That's how people get fucked over. See, I'm going to need people to stop doing that. Talk about what you know, not what you don't know. Because when you start talking about what you don't know, that's when you start digging yourself a hole and digging yourself a hole and digging yourself a hole. So you don't even know you done dig yourself such a ditch that you're about to be buried in it, and you don't even realize it. Don't drag nobody's name through the mud. Stick to your lane. They gonna stick to their lane, stick to your lane. That's all you gotta do. You know? If you don't want it, don't break it. If you trying to be on something different, let that be what that's gonna be. But don't try to be bigger than what you are. Because you don't even understand a giant can get chopped the fuck down. A tree can get brought down. So be mindful of who you put your mouth on and what you try to do and how you try to say and do things, like real talk. Be mindful who dragon's name down and through the mud. Be mindful. Because see, you don't even understand. Some people can only take so much, and we are already in a pandemic. People is getting antsy. People tired of sitting at home. People's mental is getting real fucked up right now. And all kinds of things are starting to happen. It's starting, you know, and you already know when the weather starts to break and it starts getting nice, you already know that's when people start getting loose and start getting extremely crazy.
2020 and 2021 has already showed us that this is already crazy and shit. It don't look like it's going to get no better from here. It just seems like it's going to get a little bit crazier. But we got to be prepared and ready for it. That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm saying. Like, stop putting your mouth on people. Because you don't know. Hell, you put your mouth on the wrong person and boom, you done got struck down and you ain't even know. Man, like, it's irritating. It's kind of irky. Because you don't even understand. You could get drugged for doing as such. So don't put your mouth on nobody, okay? Don't be speaking on the things that you know nothing about. If it's over, it's over. If the friendship is over, let it be over. Bye. You go your way. They go theirs. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go mine. You go yours. That's how I feel. I don't mind going my own way. It don't bother me. Because I don't need no new friends. Shit, hell, some of the old friends I don't want, shit. So,
I know that what I be saying.
Man, you know what I'm saying?
But it's easy for me to make new friends. It's hard as hell for me to get rid of some old toxic ones.
Man, I'm telling you. Sometimes you just be like, man, look. I want that ass. So, man, just be mindful who you put your mouth on, man. For real. Like, for real. Like, be careful. Because I don't want to see nobody getting drugged down the street to somebody's, on somebody's bumper. Because I'm going to put you on Facebook if I see it. I'm going to tell you that right now. When you going on social media, be like, well, somebody got drugged today. I'll just let you know. So be mindful. Be mindful. Because I be feeling bad, but some of y'all deserve it. Some of y'all do. Because some of y'all need to get slapped in the mouth. Yes, I said it. I don't condone it, but some of y'all do. So for those who don't, and man, y'all need to be grateful and mindful and thankful, because that means that God is working with that person right there that you is pissing off. Just saying. So be mindful. So anyway. Y'all want to add in on any of that before we start having
You said a mouthful.
Right on. So, anyway, we're going to do this rapid fire round. We're going to do it real simple, real easy. Actually, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, anyway. We just going to do it. We just going to jump into it. That's what we going to do. Fuck it. And get it in. That's what we going to do. Get it in. So, the rapid fire round is just basically if you need to scream, if you need to shout, if you need to just get it off your chest some more, if you need to just say whatever the hell it is, if you want to add something to this conversation, whatever it is that you may feel like you need to do, this is your time to do it. It's that release hour, it's that release moment. So, you know, and sometimes we need to, after we have release, sometimes you just have that little pinch just still sitting in there, and you be like, ooh, once I release it, I'm going to be good. I'm going to feel better. I'm going to sleep better. I'm going to woo, woo. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, hey, we in the ring telling you, let's get it in. So, whatever it is you feel like you need to do, this is your moment.
Is he getting in that car?
So, hey. So, do y'all see whoever want to go first? Let's go.
You go first, too.
Well, I guess I'll start and I'll be through for the night. I guess I'll just leave out with a bit of word of wisdom. We all have heard the expression, the straw that broke the camel's back. My advice to everyone, don't make yourself a straw, because you never know what's going on with a person when you fuck with them sometimes.
Now that is some words of wisdom for your ass right there. Oh, yes, Miss B. I felt all that.
So don't make yourself a straw.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Next.
Everyone go get tested. Find out your status. Always know a man is a carrier up to 10 years before he can pass anyone the HIV. Go find out your STI. Make sure you don't have anything that you can't get rid of. If you're out here having sex, make sure you use common sense. Protect yourself. Even if a dude say, "Oh, babe, I don't need a condom," make sure you have a condom already on deck. Make sure you get your birth control, because all it takes is that one time, and then you got to take pills for the rest of your life. Know your status.
Real talk. Man,
well,
getting that education. Yeah.
All I could say is be who you are. Don't let nobody change who you are. Don't nobody tell you can't be happy being the person that you are. And don't let society think that you can't be happy because of who you are. And remember, always stay clean. Telling you, cleanliness is next to godliness. That's what I got to say.
Yeah. Well, there y'all have it. Like, getting that education in, making y'all feel like we came through with it, no holds barred, man. No, man. No filter, no judgment. No, none of that. No sugarcoating. Just gave you the real to the real of the real. Made y'all think about some things. Because y'all was in the inbox like, oh, we know. Made you think about some stuff. So, hey, man, all I can say, first of all, we want to say thank y'all for tuning in and rocking out with us, because we do appreciate that. Please make sure y'all continue to stay tuned in, continue to tell your friends and your family, you know, and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to, you know, get in on the fun and all the conversations and stuff like that, man. Hey, we want to know what you feel, how you feel about certain things. So, hey, don't be afraid to rock out with us, okay? And then, you know, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night, of course, for your Sunday night quiet storm. Yes, Lady V, gonna bring it to y'all tomorrow night in the playhouse. We in the lover's den. So meet me in the lover's den by the fireplace. And let's get cozy. Drink some me. We gonna drink us a little sangria tomorrow. Slow it down.
Henny and a Corona. I'll be all right.
Well, that's what Cisco has. So, hey, well, come on in and play house either way. Whatever you decide to drink, come drink with me. Come hang out with me. Yeah. We're going to have a good time. That's what we're going to do. Because that's what we do in the Playhouse every time we come and join together. And make sure that, you know, you stay tuned in, locked and loaded, and stay, you know, so you can find out what shows, when the shows will be, and all that good stuff. Okay, so the only way you can do that is you got to follow us. Follow us. That's the only way you'll know, okay? You got to follow us on all social media. And, of course, you can definitely also tune in on your favorite streaming platform as well, Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, Blueberry, iHeart, whatever one. And you can definitely tune in to them on that, you know, as well. So make sure you guys do that because it's going to be a party. It's going to, you know, we want to make sure that, man, I don't know, y'all, it's all kind of stuff going on tonight. But, hey, that's all right. 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 So, before we get out of here, I just have to say thank you to the panel as well for making this thing possible as well. No Holds Barred is going down. How y'all feel about that? And, you know, let's talk about that for just a second. How y'all feel about the show?
It was cool.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed
it. We'd love to hear the, you know, people had to say.
We can't.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. So, hey, it's all to the good. Well, we definitely want to say thank you to everybody that's come through, man. Remember that, hey, sometimes you got to release and let it go so that you can accept all the goodness that's coming your way. So don't hold on when you can just let it go. So remember to let go and let God, and hey, do what only you can do. Be you and be the best you. That's what we want you to do, okay? So, hey, y'all, we will see y'all tomorrow in the Playhouse as we get it in for your Sunday night quiet storm. You know, make sure you tell your friends and your family that it's going down. It's going down. Tonight has been a fabulous night of No Holds Barred. And again, we just want to say thank you. And as always, stay what?
Empowered, enriched, and encouraged to do great things.
You better know it. We love y'all, babies. Good night. Mm-hmm.
Good night, Queen.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Hell no, man. Y'all done up and done it.
Oh, no. Hell no, boy.
Y'all done up and done it.
Oh, no. Hell no, man.
Y'all done up and done it. Y'all done up and done it, man. Y'all done up and done it.
My first song was like 48 bars with no hooks. You hear me flipping through my pages out my favorite notebook. The microphone was in the closet. No headphones, we lost it. Niggas scared to get some water. Roaches hanging over the faucet. No AC. There's a break of bread just trying to make beats. He dug with Ben, the hustle on. Flirting with all his customers and flat broke. Nappy smoking black out on the back boat. I'm thinking I got everything to touch before I can ask for.
Now what we do to get here?
Say that, boy.
Lay it down and bring it to you wrong.
Say that, boy.
Hey, now we heard something. Suffer for more. Change what we work for. Hated for the cussing, but the hatred has made us cuss more. Held on, but it was hard. Stepped up, took charge. Ran through what we scared of. What was we afraid for? Look at what we made of. Hard times are made of. Being here is alright, but must believe we want more.
And cut your heart on the ride. Break that wheels on.
step on that rooter to that shooter foul. Hell no, them country boys ain't headed top off 6 miles. Get tucky, move them 10 folks. Swanky with them 100 folks. Skelet on that front post. Plus, you know they got drove. 79, keep the bill. Heard a cow, fat a grill. Interstate 65. Headed down that cash field. Glass field to the tippy top. Back feet bent. Spent my last cent on the rent. Left with pocket lint. Damn shame. Gotta grind anything and everything. Jimmy crack on. Cross the county line with Mary Jane. Long time of gravel roads and passing fingers. Throw my soul to hell and back and back and forth with same jeans and nappy fro.
I like, I bought the Harley. Oh, I like my Harley. Not Harley, but Charlie. Father like me, Wally Bacardi. Some father's getting profit. Got to like me. Understand, you're about to lose your life. Father with them.
No!